And we have a consideration of a resolution, R1-2013-0026, in appreciation on the North Coast dairy community and interested parties for the contributions of the North Coast Dairy Program and Protection of Water Quality. And we have Mr. Mark Neely with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, board members. Yes, I'm Mark Neely. I'm the senior in charge of the Nonpoint Source Unit and Regional Board. And I'm here in sitting in for Sherry Blatt, our stalwart staff, who's the main point person on the dairy program and has been doing a superb job. At board member Corbett's request, we developed a resolution in appreciation of all the hard work and the heavy lifting that's been done by our partners in this effort and by the stakeholders. Specifically, we're talking about the Resource Conservation Districts, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, California Dairy Quality Assurance Program, University of California Cooperative Extension, Western United Dairymen, County Farm Bureaus, and the environmental community. And when I say it's a successful effort, we have some numbers to back that up. We now have 123 dairies enrolled under the waiver, 3 are enrolled under the GWDR, and 0 dairies are enrolled under the NPDES permit. So 100% of our dairies are now under the program. We did have one holdout who I guess after a good conversation with Mr. Rice, our counsel, saw the light and submitted an NOI, so now we have 100% coverage. 97% of the dairies are compliant with their submittals. Only 4 dairies have outstanding or unresolved notices of violation for failure to submit water quality plans or annual reports, which are both required under the permits. 63% of the dairies have had an on-site water quality inspection by Regional Water Board and Tetra Tech consulting staff. 43% of the dairies have completed or are completing nutrient management plans. 62% of the dairies in our region, this is interesting, are certified organic. And 100% of the dairies are pasture-based. And I just want to say the amount of goodwill we've experienced out in the field and the kind of can-do attitude of the industry has really borne fruit, and we have a very successful effort, and thus the resolution. And I believe that Mr. Corbett is going to... Oh, staff recommendation, obviously, is to adopt the resolution.
It's all yours, John.
Okay. Thank you. Well, it's with pleasure I want to read this resolution. I did put it in the hopper, and one of the great things is I started off with the Humboldt County Farm Bureau because that's what I know, and was educated by the other boards about the other farm bureaus. But I just want to say we took a situation, we're from the government and we're here to help you, which can raise fear in the regulated community and also in the environmental community, whether we'll do our job. And I just want to say the conservation districts, Dairy Quality Control, UC Davis, and the Farm Bureau and your environmental groups went for a solution-oriented approach. We got a regulatory issue. What is the problem, and how are we going to solve it in a way that will work on the ground? And it's just been a very, very positive program, and we tend to focus in this world always on the negative, and I like to focus, it does work sometimes, and this is the way it made it work, and there's a lot of hard work. So I'm going to just read a few excerpts rather than the entire resolution, but it's very heartfelt, and we're very appreciative because I think we came up with a better program than we could have. I think it's better for the environment. I think it's better for the stakeholders. So. Since adoption of the dairy program, special representatives of these resource agencies have assisted dairy operators in complying with the requirements of the dairy program by hosting workshops on reporting requirements and providing technical assistance, administering grants, and matching funds to support construction of dairy infrastructure, improve what's necessary to protect water quality, and assisting dairy operators in developing group surface water and groundwater monitoring plans in order to assess the effectiveness of the dairy program. The dairy operators, their families, and employees have attended CDQAP dairy program compliance workshops, work with the RCDs and the NCRS is her natural resource conservation districts to complete reporting requirements, open their businesses to regional board staff to conduct assessment, and implemented on-site water quality improvements as necessary. And I also want to thank the environmental community because they participated as well, came in with a practical, pragmatic approach. What can we do to better the environment, and what can we do to make sure it's workable enough that it will happen on the ground? Therefore, be it resolved that members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, and behalf of their staff, express their sincere appreciation to the entire North Coast dairy community and the staffs of the regional conservation districts, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, California Dairy Quality Assurance Program, the University of California Cooperative Extension, Western United Dairymen, and the county farm bureaus and the environmental community for their contributions to the successful development and implementation of the North Coast Regional Water Board's dairy program. So thank you. And with that, I'll move. We adopt resolution number R1-213-0026.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fantastic. Actually, I do have a speaker card from Melissa Lima.
Oh, okay, yes.
So before, and I just wanted to give an opportunity to Melissa or others that want to speak.
Definitely. She's been an integral player in this effort. So thank you for doing this, sport, my board.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. My name is Melissa Lima, and I'm the local field representative with Western United Dairymen. I just want to, first of all, thank you all for having us this morning, and you're lucking out today. I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to keep it pretty short and sweet. I have had the opportunity in my position with Western United Dairymen to work with many regulatory agencies in many different areas in Northern California, including two other water boards. And I just want to say that it's really unprecedented for our producers to hear from a water board a thank you. We know there's bumps in the road and there's hurdles still to be cleared. The producers understand that, and I'm sure staff and you all understand that. But it's nice to know that although there are hurdles and things we still need to overcome, that you guys appreciate the work that our producers have put in. Additional regulations are not typically viewed as positive with producers, and especially the dairy community, who, as you know, have been hit really hard over the past several years, the past decade really. Here in Humboldt County, we lost a cooperative that was very instrumental in the industry. These guys have seen some tough times, and your staff has been so responsive to their producer concerns. They're always willing to learn, and they always show up with a positive attitude, which isn't something we see everywhere that we work with regulators. So that's been very appreciated. Throughout this process, I've seen our dairy producers do some things that I never imagined. They've gotten together and formed partnerships to have water monitoring coalitions. They've sat at a table just like this and spoke in front of a board of directors. In fact, I had six dairy producers that were going to be here today. Only one made it. I think when you have sunshine in Humboldt County, you have to really take advantage of the full opportunity. But they've just really come out of their shell. I've even had producers who would only call me to ask questions. Now they feel comfortable calling or emailing directly to the office and talking with Sherry. They're even asking me about their well samples. They know they have to take four well samples. I had a producer a couple weeks ago say, hey, you need to get on the ball. It's time to take those well samples again. So that's a very, that's really positive for me to see. So I just want to thank you all for the hard work you put in. And this couldn't have been done without a good partnership. And I really want to recognize all the partners that have made this work. As it says in the resolution, the Natural Resource Conservation Service has been very instrumental. The local RCDs in both Humboldt County and the three RCDs in Sonoma and Marin County, the local farm bureaus, trade associations such as Western United Dairymen, the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program, which has tirelessly put on classes three different times in each county, and we've worked with consultants, labs, and most importantly, the dairy producers, who I think have really stepped up to make this workable. This is something, like I said, we don't always see, regulations as positive, but they've really worked with you and everyone to make this a positive experience. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Melissa, for all your work. I also have a speaker card for Blake Alexander. Well, I think, Mr. Alexander, you are then the sole representative of the dairyman community in Humboldt Plains. So there's absolutely no pressure on you, sir.
No problem.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah. Blake Alexander. I actually am currently from Crescent City up in Del Norte County, but I grew up here in Ferndale. And first of all, thank you for everything that the board has done, and thank you for having a meeting in our backyard. We appreciate that. Let me roughly give you a bit of background. My wife and I own and manage four dairies, one in Ferndale, which is I'm fourth generation on, so it's been in our family forever. One in Eureka, based in Elk River, Crescent City on the Smith River on both sides. We've got one in Fort Dick area and one in Smith River. And they're all organic. And I was at a meeting 3 years ago, and Sherry Blatt and a few folks from your board were there and asked us to do, volunteer for inspections. And, I stepped right up with the attitude that, yes, I would like that. I welcome that. And I was able to get my point across. And the point that I made to Sherry and company that day was that basically, we welcome you. We open our door, but you got to come to us with love in your heart. You've got to come to us with the attitude that you're here to help us get through the problems and not come to us and try to shut us down. And it's been absolutely a wonderful relationship from that day forward. And I just can't emphasize that enough. What I learned that day later in kind of understanding the board's point of view and what regional water quality is thinking and what's in on the other side of that issue that I've been on, the dairy side forever, thinking that they were the enemy and thinking that you were the enemy, and you're not. And so what I learned that day was that when we have, because I had a wastewater discharge permit for a lot of years up north at our biggest dairy, and what I learned was that, you're putting your name on the line or your reputation. You've got to defend us if something goes wrong. And basically, I understood that there is a partnership here. And I don't think the dairy industry had a clue of that. We didn't understand it. It's just this whole thing boiled into, another agency with a lot of rules and a lot of stuff that we as farmers don't always take time for to understand clearly. So throughout this process in the last 3 years, it's been a wonderful, educational opportunity for us. And because of that relationship that's been positive, or the relationship that has been absolutely positive, I'm a big advocate now for the regional water quality rules and what's going on. And so I speak very highly of this group when I'm with my peers, either dairy farmers or the lily bulb growers in our region up north in Del Norte County. And I've flat out said that, you guys aren't the enemy. You're here to work with us. We've got to, in response, give you an honest effort. And I think that's what's been happening. And I really just wanted to get that on the table and make sure that everybody understands that, we're quite proud of the situation. We're happy to move forward, and it's going to be a good thing. We wanted to work through issues. Issues are things that we might be doing environmentally wrong or whatever. We really want to be on the right side of every issue and fix it. Our ranch, I'm going to just close with our ranch. We have a lot of pride in what we do. We've been organic for going on 14, 15 years, and we do a lot of restoration projects with all agencies, lots of agencies, and basically riparian restoration projects. And I'm at a point now where we really don't have many more to do because the land that we currently have, which is a lot, say 4,000 acres in this region, is really kind of taken care of. But at the same time, I do a lot of work, what I would call ranch restoration work. And sometimes that's a little uglier, and that means I'm taking trees out of some fields and basically taking care of my side of the equation and my side of the balance sheet. And we love doing things for the environment because it makes us feel good, it makes the animals and all the critters involved benefit, but I just want to remind everybody that at the same time, I've got to make my business healthy, and healthy so that it's sustainable, so that I can sit here in 20 years and still be an advocate for all these policies. So with that, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well said, Blake. Thank you very much. You know, you talk about, you know, loving your heart or loving the heart of a regulator. That's that's an interesting thing. I do agree with you. I think love's a good thing, man. But I think also that's built on trust also. And it sounds to me, I mean, I got to admit that this thing started, the dairy permit started with Paul Martin. Paul Martin is no longer with West United Dairymen. I want to recognize Paul. Paul actually approached me and I approached him. And it just kind of started. And this thing kind of got legs under it because of people just like you, Blake, and people just like Melissa, and the people that rolled up their sleeves here. And every time that we get anywhere near this subject and this permit, it just shines. And it shines because of the collective work of the sum of the parts of the people that are working on it. And for that, I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for you as a producer, as somebody that's out there on the land making a living, somebody that obviously cares about what you're doing and the environmental effects and the environmental benefit to what you're doing. Thank you. And I think the permit structure of this thing got it right. And I think we learned a lot going forward on it.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you very much. One other person I'd like to recognize is Catherine Ziemer, Executive Director of the Humboldt County Farm Bureau. All the hard work of this Farm Bureau. We've certainly had this type of discussion down south. I'm very glad that we're doing it here to recognize not only this community as producers, but also the partners in that help make this program go forward. So I have no other speaker cards, I don't think.
Can I say something?
You can absolutely say something. Ms. Heidi Harris.
So I knew you guys could do it. I've had the wonderful opportunity of working with landowners in Humboldt Trinity County for about 13 years, and never going to meet a harder working group of folks than agriculturalists. I mean, these folks know how to get work done, and although sometimes what they're asked to do doesn't always make them really excited, and sometimes you kind of have to figure out ways to be the nexus between the folks that they get along with on the tailgate and the folks that maybe they don't get along with in the coffee shops or wherever else they're meeting. And I think that the RCD and the other local government agencies did a very, very fine job of being that thread that pulled the two opportunities together to make a healthy dairy program in our region. And having the opportunity to talk with different folks who work in United Dairymen, they say that this region rocks. That's been what I've been told. And having had the opportunity just recently to go to some dairies in Maryland over the Chesapeake Bay TMDL, they just look at Californians and they literally say, how do you guys do it? You have a tremendous amount of regulations on you, yet you still beat us at every turn. And the 24 farmers I was with said, well, we're from California. What do you expect? So with that being said, I am grateful. I know of the work and the sweat and the tears that had to go into this, and I know of the arguments that took place. I know the sense of feeling powerless when you're asked to do something you're really unfamiliar with doing. I know the fear of change, and I know that that everyone of the dairymen in our region took that opportunity of change, and they allowed the deep change to occur. They stopped being afraid, and they did it. And they did it with the folks that we mentioned here taking them down that pathway. So thank you all very, very much, and thank you to our staff for being who you are, and thank you, Matt, for letting them wiggle around inside that box a little bit, not always having to stay rigid. That's good leadership. Thank you.
Fantastic. Just to make sure that I'm complete here, we had a proposal for adoption, a second. I don't know if I went down the line. Said all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Fantastic. It's happy. I'm very happy to put our name as regional board on top of this program, and thank you. So. All right, we have three uncontested items to go through here. One is a proposed waste dis-